SBS Filipino.
At syempre kayo patuloy na nakikinig sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS sa ating SBS Filipino Weekend Edition ngayong araw ng Linggo, bisperas na po ng Pasko. Ngayong umaga, tayo ay may kasama sa studio. Kung inyong naririnig, tayo ay may background music na gitara. This morning, we will be joined by Australian singer Christopher Booth. Good morning to you, Christopher.
Good morning.
Yes, and
Magandang
we will
umaga.
Yes, we will be hearing 3 Christmas songs today.
Yes.
Yes. 1 Aussie Christmas song.
That's right.
And
yeah.
2 known Filipino Christmas songs.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful tradition of Christmas in the Philippines and Australia. We don't really have that much of a tradition, so I actually wrote an Aussie Christmas carol and I get to share with you today.
Yeah. That's cool, and we're going to hear it from you, straight from you.
Yes.
Yes. But as you know, in our headlines or in our news, it's a little bit sad for Philippines as tropical typhoon Tembin, or locally it's called Vinta.
That's right.
200 has died in the southern Philippines.
Yeah,
it's not a good Christmas.
Yeah, unfortunately, Christmas can be a time of suffering and sadness for some people. But I just wanted to let them know that God knows, God understands, and God moves people.
Mm. And people are thinking about people.
That's it, yeah. Mm.
Yes. But for now, we will have a little bit of Christmas spirit in the program today.
Yes.
Through your songs and we'll be hearing, and also I have to mention that in Melbourne, may mga kaganapan na nangyari din kagaya ng nung Biyernes nga ay sa pagsalakay gamit ng sasakyan sa bahagi ng Melbourne kung saan sa araw na ito ay ipinakalat na ang daang-daang mga kapulisan para sa pag-iingat ng anumang mga napipinto o kung anumang mga balak na masamang gawain o mga pag-atake. Kaya sa lahat po ng nakikinig sa atin, lalo na sa bahagi ng Melbourne at syempre sa iba pang bahagi ng Australia at iba pang bahagi ng mundo, lalo na sa Pilipinas, tayo po ay mag-ingat lamang sa ating mga pagdiriwang at selebrasyon. At Christopher, you have experience food and eating with Filipino communities because you've been to lots of Filipino gatherings and
yes,
events.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. For you, what's your favorite Christmas food or Filipino food that you have tasted?
Filipino food. Well, I love the adobo, of course.
Yes.
Caldereta. Leche flan. Obviously, that's a big favorite.
Yeah.
Ube cake. My first experience of ube cake was when someone brought in I think it was a purple cake to work. And
yeah.
I thought, what?
What's that?
But it was delicious. The yam, the ube cake is one of my favorites now. So there's so much delicious food, masarap food.
And do you always look forward to the food in Filipino events?
Yes, definitely. It's one of the highlights of the event.
Yes. Christopher, you're going to be singing to us. Firstly, Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere. Because we've been talking about Christmas in the Philippines, how loud, merry, and very happy. Like, it's a big celebration in the Philippines.
Because
September, buwan pa lang ng Setyembre, Christmas trees, Christmas decorations are up and about in every houses that celebrates Christmas.
That's early.
Yes, it is. It's like a 3 months celebration. And the first Christmas song you'll hear 1st of September on radio. Yes.
I love Christmas carols. I could sing them all year round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've seen you sing in lots of events. And your most recent one was at Pasko sa Canberra, where you sang Sana Ngayong Pasko, which you will be singing for us today.
I will.
Live
on it.
At kayo'y patuloy nakikinig sa ating SBS Filipino Weekend Edition at kasama natin sa studio live ang Aussie singer Christopher Booth. Bago natin makapanayam at alamin kung paano naging malapit si Christopher sa komunidad Filipino, lalo na particular dito sa Sydney, narito muna at aawitan niya tayo ang Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere.
There's no snow, there's only heat. It's my favorite time of year. A warm summer Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere. Children playing on the beach, or swimming in the sea, or lazing by the river neath the shady old gum tree. This is Christmas, the sun shining bright, like the brightest of stars that shone on that night, guiding people from near and afar to come and adore Jesus our Lord. Born Christmas morning, the Savior of all. We'll see families again and catch up with old friends. Remember all the good times, we'll laugh and sing again. And there's exchanging of gifts and mending of old rifts. It's a time of forgiveness and goodwill towards all man. This is Christmas, the sun shining bright, like the brightest of stars that shone on that night, guiding people from near and afar to come and adore Jesus our Lord. Born Christmas morning, the Savior of all. This is Christmas, the sun shining bright, like the brightest of stars that shone on that night, guiding people from near and afar to come and adore Jesus our Lord. Born Christmas morning, the Savior of all, the Savior of all. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your hot summer Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yay! That's Christopher Booth with Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere. This song summarizes Christmas in Australia, isn't it?
Yes. For me, growing up as a kid in Australia, there was no snow. There was just heat, barbecues, playing outside, cricket in the backyard.
Beach.
The beach, swimming. Well, I lived inland, so most of the time we either went to the beach or to the river. So.
Yeah.
And that's what Christmas... the nostalgic view of Christmas that I have.
And Santa Claus is usually wearing shorts.
Yeah, bodies and thongs. And a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. This is Christmas and tomorrow is Christmas. But today, Christopher, you've been very close to the Filipino community. Paano nagsimula ang pagiging malapit mo sa Filipino community? How did it start you getting close and getting involved with the community?
Well, it started actually, I guess, at work. I have some work contacts. Some of our support line are in the Philippines, in Manila, and I used to talk to them. And then I moved into Rudy Hill and Mount Druitt community.
Yes, which is...
half the street, like... Filipino.
Yes.
So go to the local shops, there's Filipino food. And but first getting involved with the community, I guess, was I went to a place in Blacktown at the time which was called At the Basement.
Yes, and later that's Pinoy. Owned by a Filipino.
Yeah, it's closed down now.
Yeah.
And I used to sing there, and they have karaoke there, and I love to sing, so I went to sing there. And one time I went there, and it changed hands to Pinoy Lounge.
Yes.
And there was an event there, and Tita Seni Masian was holding the event, and Marcos Rivera was singing, and Hena Perez, and I had my kids with me, and we were eating while the event was held in another part of the restaurant, and I went and introduced myself.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I'm singing at Seni Masian, Tita Seni Masian's birthday, and without her even hearing me, but she invited me to sing, and then it just sort of happened from there, word of mouth, people heard me, and did a few concerts which Tita Seni helped produce.
And that was in year what?
That would have been 2015, I think.
2 years ago, not too long, yeah.
2014, maybe.
Yeah. And the rest is history?
Yeah, just little by little, learning a few Tagalog songs as well. Yeah, so it's been lovely. It's such a wonderful community. They're so family-oriented. They love God and...
Yeah.
And just very accepting, so it's been a blessing to be accepted into the community.
And like in every big event, you're being invited from then on.
Yeah, so it's been a blessing to be involved the last two Pascal events in Sydney.
Sydney, yeah.
Fiesta Cultura this year, and then Pascal Sacambera in this year as well. So yeah, it's really been a blessing. So.
From meeting Seni Masian and the other Filipino artists, how did you learn to sing Tagalog and understand a little bit of Tagalog words?
I think Tita Seni asked me to learn a song or two, but I also had the interest to do so.
Yeah.
So I was looking for songs that were had a memorable chorus that suited my voice as well, and that were not too hard to learn. So the first song I learnt was Min San Lang Kitang Iibigin.
Yeah.
Beautiful song, beautiful meaning. And then Ikaw by Martin Rivera. It's a beautiful
song. A little bit of love songs?
Love songs too, but ones that I can really use my voice with, so that suit my voice. So easy to remember and also mean something to people. Yeah. That's why.
And you can interpret it, like give the meaning to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's been in love or felt that love and
broken hearted. Loved again.
Yeah.
What do you love about attending Filipino events?
I love the environment, the joy, the happiness that's always there. It's, a lot of celebration, lots of food, lots of music, dancing. They're just fun events to attend, and there's so many of them. It's coming from the Australian community where we maybe have one every couple of months. There's just so many Filipinos. I've noticed they love
fiestas,
music, karaoke.
Are
dancing?
Are you also being invited with private events, Filipino events?
Yeah, I do. I get invited to do functions and sing.
Sing for
as
a
well.
Birthday.
Birthdays. And
yeah.
I've sung regularly at Pabico Club in Club 55 in Mount Druitt.
Yes, which is one of the known Filipino restaurants in the Western Sydney.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's been good.
Sana bukas araw ng Pasko, sino ang gustong makasama ni Christopher? Who do you want to be with on Christmas Day?
Family, definitely family and loved ones. Unfortunately, my sister's sick. They live in Canberra.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
They can't be with us this Christmas, or we can't be with them. And but it's still time we remember family. So
At Christopher. Singing is on the side, but you have mentioned that it has taken your whole life.
Yes.
Aside from working as an IT person, like music is a break for you.
Yeah, music's something I love doing. they call it the music, the language of the soul. And it is very much that. And my approach to music is that God's given me this gift of music, ability to create music, to sing music, to play music. And the gift is for sharing. And at Christmas time, even more so, an opportunity to bless others, to reach into their soul and just impact them in a way that's going to leave them better than when they first met you.
Or yeah, before they came. After hearing your song.
Exactly.
You also compose and write your own songs, like Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere is your own.
Yes, that's right.
How do you juggle words? How do you put them into this song, one song, and then music?
Yeah, it's always different, I find. Sometimes I've sat down and tried to write a song, and that can take time. You get ideas of songs, maybe a phrase, maybe a musical idea.
And then you put it on a note.
Yeah. One time was when I was living in Canberra, actually. I was driving for work and in the van, and this song just came into my head, and I had to pull over and
write down this song.
Yeah. But not often it's like that. Other times it's just a musical idea or a phrase that you get, and then that inspires the rest of the song.
Do you think you'll be able to make or write songs in Tagalog or in Filipino in the future?
Yeah, that's a goal. I kind of started writing one, I probably need to master the language a bit better.
Yes, because you have to come up with which word rhymes, which one is for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's got to be a love song. Because Filipinos love songs.
Yes. And hopefully it will be produced and, be in the karaoke for Filipinos to be able to sing it too.
Yes. So every magic sing.
And you, aside from performing before in the Filipino communities, you're also doing some shows than with the Filipino communities. And you'll be doing a show today.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So there's a Christmas Eve show happening at South Juniors Club in Kingsgrove, I think it is.
Kingsford,
too.
Yes,
yeah.
Kingsford.
Yeah. There's too many. There's Kingswood, Kingsgrove, Kingsford. Yeah, South Juniors Club, and I'm performing there with another colleague, Rowena Michael, another very talented singer. It's just an opportunity to bless people. And then tonight I've got another Christmas carols at the Destiny Impact Worship Centre in Speed Street in Liverpool. And that's like a...
No rest for you today?
No rest for me. But as I said, Christmas is about giving. Mm. So this is a gift that God's entrusted me with. So I want to bless others with it. So.
Yes. Christmas, then New Year. What are you looking forward to New Year? Spending more time with the Filipino community?
Of course. New Year, I want to just to keep working. I want to actually visit Philippines for the first time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So at the moment... Philippine tourism has a bring home a friend. So.
Yes, someone should bring you,
exactly.
Include you to that.
I'm a kabigan of many people, so yeah. Bring me home, people.
Yes, like you have mentioned, bring home a friend is Philippine tourism promotion of the Philippines.
Correct,
as a
yes.
Tourist destination.
Yeah, and at Pasco event in Sydney, I sang a few songs for their promotion.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a wonderful idea.
Do you have any idea which places in the Philippines you want to visit?
I've heard Palawan is beautiful, yes. And Boracay.
Yeah.
But I heard there's a part of Philippines which speaks a language very similar to Spanish.
The Chavacanos,
yeah.
Which is in Davao City, part of Mindanao, but it's near, but not too near the conflict area. But yeah, I think it's safe there to go, but still, precaution is very important for tourists.
Of course.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I'd love to visit there because I speak Spanish fluently as well. So yeah, just be great to see the different cultures. I heard the Visayas, the Ilocanos.
Yeah.
Ilonggo's.
You've learned a lot about the Philippines.
Yes, a few people call me half Pilo.
Yeah, it's just funny because when I first heard you sing, like, out on the stage, and then you sing a Tagalog song with a true bloke Aussie, yeah, with your looks, and then, wow, he sings Tagalog.
Yeah, it's a lovely language. It's very, very melodic as well. Mm. So songs flow nicely in it.
Mm. Any other upcoming shows with the Filipino community for the next New Year?
None planned so far, but that happens.
That it can happen at any time.
There's so many events, so people
maybe
can let me
Valentine's?
Know. Valentine's? Actually, I go for a Valentine's show, I think.
Maybe we'll catch up again with you soon.
Yeah, look forward
for the New Year. Yeah. Comparing Christmas, the Aussie way and the Filipino way, which do you love about the Aussie Christmas celebration and the Filipino Christmas celebration?
Well, I guess growing up in Australia, I love that tradition, but we always sort of celebrated just with our immediate family, just because...
Shops are closed, the malls are closed.
Yes, but you get used to it. It's a time of rest and enjoying just being with family.
Mm.
I loved, as a kid, we used to go up to Queensland and visit the relatives.
Yeah.
The relos, as we call them up there. But, yeah, that's such a long trip, so we couldn't do that every Christmas.
Mm.
But it's something to look forward to. But Filipinos have more of that celebrating as a family, as an extended family and friends.
Like
and
all of the kamag-anaks or relatives come together.
And one thing I love about the Filipinos is last year I had the opportunity to do it with the Southwest Sydney ladies group. They go and they sing carols at people's place. They go to visit as a group, someone's place, and
we call that caroling in the Philippines.
Caroling, yeah.
Yes,
that's a beautiful tradition.
Yeah, in the Philippines, mostly kids, but also adults do this. They go in groups. They go houses to houses,
mm-hmm,
sing Christmas songs, and after that, the homeowner gives something as presents for the kids and the adults. So it's caroling, which we really miss in Australia.
Yeah, well, still some people do it. Last night I was at a birthday party / Christmas party too for son of Mel Carboni, and she'd married to an Italian. So half the people were Italian, half the people were Filipino.
Oh, wow, that's a good combination.
They had the church group come and do caroling there as well, so had the opportunity to sing with them, and of course their gifts were given as well. So it's a beautiful tradition.
May the true meaning of Christmas be always in our hearts, not just on Christmas Day.
Yeah, like I said, I could sing Christmas carols all year round.
Yes. Maraming salamat, Christopher, for being here and joining us on Christmas Eve.
Walang anuman. Salamat po din.
At syempre, makikita ka pa namin sa...
Thank you so much. God bless.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika. Bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.